Storytelling is fundamentally about relationship. I'd be kind of searching for this when I'd been in my early days of storytelling, when I was jumping around and telling my Joseph Campbell stories. Occasionally, I'd kind of calm down enough that I'd have a performance and there'd be this sense of rapport between me and the kids. And it was really like magic. It was like, ooh, something happened now. It's like we dropped into a certain space together that was itself numinous, sort of alive, special. But I always fell into those places. I never found my way deliberately to them. But I knew that something had happened there and it was somehow to do with relationship. Well, when I'd burnt out and then come back up again and was going into schools storytelling, telling these folk tales, what I found was that I was doing it slower. I was doing it with more kind of awareness of my energy so that I wouldn't exhaust myself again. And a key part of this that I found was that relationship is essential. The stories arise out of the relationships that we've made with each other. The myths that have always arisen, have evolved, have emerged out of a collective story mind that we've been evolving as long as we've been speaking. So the European folktales that I then found myself going into school with, they were kind of like a ground, a context for a conversation. And like I said, I didn't need to think about the story after a while. I just knew the stories back to front, told them like 50 times, and that meant that I didn't have to worry about what was going to happen next. I didn't have to think about, dramatically making it all hang together and be a good telling, because I'd been doing this about 7 years by now, and I was good at what I was doing. I was competent. In that, I could start looking at the relationship. And this was where it got really beautiful and touching for me, because I started finding this kind of magic moment between me and the children. And the magic moment would happen where I could come to them authentically. I could come to them as myself. I wasn't trying to run some big trip on them of like, look at me, how great I am. I wasn't too worried about, oh, I hope the school will like me enough to book me again, or I hope that teacher there sort of likes me and likes what I'm doing. I could rather, at the times when those magic moments would happen, I could drop into that sense of relationship. And in that, I found that storytelling is really about love. The teller emits a loving field to the audience. If that loving field is there, then something magic can happen. Then a ton of transmission can happen. That's not just about the story, but it's about the teller reaching inside of themselves and bringing forth something that's compassionate, that's healing. That was really beautiful. I had some amazing experiences. One time I was in a school, and there were just this group of infants, we call them in England. So they're like 5, 6, 7 year olds. And there was 30 of them. It was one of these lovely country village schools in Devon. And I was sitting in front of them telling this story that I knew by heart. And at one point, there was just this sense of just beauty and wonder. And I really stopped and I found myself just kind of looking at the children. I was still telling the story, but my main focus was on the children. And I just found myself inside saying, look at you. You are so beautiful. You're all so beautiful. And that was what was inside me. That was what was in my heart as I looked at these children. And the amazing thing was, they could feel it. I mean, children can feel everything, really. They can feel everything that the adult is transmitting. I guess we all can, but kids are less practiced in forgetting that. But they could feel the appreciation and the warmth that was coming from me. And they were like sunflowers blooming in the sun. It was really beautiful. Well, I kind of look back on that experience as kind of my graduation. That was me proving my intent about the kind of storyteller I wanted to be. That summer, the summer of 96, I had been a storyteller for 7 years. And that's when I had that experience and several others like that telling in schools. And it was kind of like, yeah, I got what I what I've been looking for. I found what storytelling's really about. That, however, was when everything totally turned upside down.